Hello, this is Patrick Widdis on Poetry Non-Stop. We've heard a lot of other voices over the last month and some great poetry and prompts for NaPoWriMo. We're finally at the end, but also just at the beginning. I hope you got lots of poems, drafts, ideas and awesome lines over the last month. Now you're relieved of writing new poems every day, it's time to start looking back at that work, polishing it and then sharing it. I would love to do a podcast featuring some of the responses to the last 30 days of prompts, so please send me your best poems before May 31st. Please send the text of your poems along with which prompt they were written in response to. If you can record yourself reading them, that's great, otherwise I can read them for you. Some of the contributors to the podcast have already shared some of their poems, so I'd like to read some of those for you now. We start with one of our most regular contributors who shared two prompts this year, as well as regularly mailing his responses to each day's prompts. This is Will Ingram's poem written in response to Simone Chalkley's Five Senses prompt. Coming leads. A rising slope, blurred with bright spring grass, and just above its cheekbone ridge, an oval scoop, eye socket edged round with still gaunt, dark-limbed trees like lashes. See, the land's a part of me. Two-tone, repetitive chant of bird unseen. Like radio earworm, you can't help but sing. Bite of green shoot from a new-sprung onion. Taste of your favourite savoury snack. True, the earth's a part of you. Velvet soft but firm with purpose, moss coats roots like fuzz on your cheek, my ever-growing boy. And catch the whiff of crushed new leaves sprung up through mud to make us feel that hollow hunger. Thus, this world's a part of us. Will said he particularly liked that prompt, and I agree. It's nice to engage with the senses for a while and just appreciate the world. Next, we have Java. Self-styled warrior poet responding to a prompt by another Norwich poet, Angus Brown. And that prompt was begin with an imperative. Let go. Feelings you think you always wanted, times have gone. You had the chance to be that man and made your own mistakes instead of thinking of the ones you still have duty for. Let go. All the times when you desire just one more chance to make it happen, knowing well that you have sacrificed your chances through ill-thought plans and wasted dreams, let go. Breathe. Escape to places in between if you have to, but using, being used, is neither healthy nor desired, so let go. I like that repeated refrain of let go, very effective and great response to that prompt. Those were two poets from Norwich, but not all the contributors have been so local. Next we have a poem from Brent Hagen, contributing for the second year. He's an American poet, now living in Izu in Japan. This was his poem in response to Alex Blustin's prompt to write about the moon. Moon happenings. There is chaos too in the sea of tranquility. Whether its faced rocks have wasp nests, we're going back, I hear. Coffee is what we want to know. Can we have a cup of lunar coffee yet? How stale bad ideas quickly are. The view from the moon is like you first fell in love with life, then realised. Well, the prompt there was to find something original to say about the moon, and Brent has certainly achieved that in many ways with the wasp nests, lunar coffee, and that kind of open ending as well. Next, we have a poet that Brent introduced me to, Hay Nguyen from Vietnam, and she's a poet who's writing in her second language. And she comes up with some extraordinary lines and images, as you'll hear. The three of us write together quite regularly, in fact, over Zoom in our different countries. And Hayley has already recorded some of her poems. So this is Hayley reading her poem The Unthinkable, which was written in response to Heather McVeigh's prompt on astrology.
The unthinkable. How long does it take for a five-planet alignment? How on earth can that worm carry two incredible minerals and flutter around? How can a whale puff out a rainbow? Like the way pink used to be a masculine color. Like the birds of paradise don't need to live in our paradise. And a lizard will never believe a chameleon until its death.
Well, I think if you give someone the whole cosmos for inspiration, you can end up with absolutely anything. And I love the surreal, the supernatural, and the natural images, which are so vivid in that poem from Hayley. Next, we have Scott Gooch, another Norwich poet and one of the most prolific contributors to NaPoWriMo. He provided two of the prompts and has diligently posted his poems each day throughout the month. This is his response to John Beckett's prompt to write a revolving door poem. Out of order. This is out of order. Out of order is this out of order sign. That's short, fun, simple. You don't necessarily need more than that when you're writing a poem every day. I'll finish by reading a poem I've written this month. I've written at least 30 poems, not necessarily all from the prompts, but I've kept writing, which is the main thing. And I'm going to read a poem which I wrote in response to Floss's prompt to write about connections. And this got me thinking about a time when we weren't very connected with people. And this is called Touch. My finger brushed the palm of the checkout guy as he handed me my receipt. It was May 2020, and I couldn't even touch my own family. It was a fraction of a handshake, the merest pinch of an embrace, one atom of standing in a crowded carriage, face shoved into the armpit of a stranger. And I kept hold of it as I slipped my contactless card back in my wallet. I hope you've enjoyed these poems and that you'll share some of your own before May 31st. You can submit via poetrynonstop@gmail.com or on the website poetrynonstop.com, where you can also read and listen to all of this year's NaPoWriMo prompts. Thanks to Will Ingrams, Java, Brent Hagen, Hayley Nguyen and Scott Gooch. I'm Patrick Widdis. Thank you for listening and keep writing.